May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. So I've just come back from this week-long preaching course at Virginia Theological Seminary, and so I'm now feeling incredibly self-conscious about my preaching and sermons, particularly because we got conflicting advice from the different guest speakers who came. For example, keep yourself out of the sermon. People want to hear the elucidation of the scriptures, so don't interpose yourself into the sermons. You need to embody your sermons. You need to be there so people know that you are there. People are not interested in stories about you and your life. They come to hear stories about God. People need to know that you are in the sermon, that it makes a difference to you. So I'm completely confused, but all I know is that expect a deep downward spiral in my preaching over the next few months as I try to figure things out. But anyway, when I was a little boy, when I was 10 years old, I was sent to boarding school in England. And, you know, we'd been living in America for 4 or 5 years by the time I was sent back. And it was very unusual to go to boarding school as a 10-year-old, because most of the kids go there at 8. And people don't usually kind of join the class. And so I was this unusual kid who was parachuted into the class, and I knew nothing. I didn't know how to play cricket or rugby. I didn't know any Greek or Latin, and my kind of sense of self-esteem and who I was took a rapid downward spiral until I thought, "Whoa, I'm not very good at very much in this place." And until a particular event. So it was sometime in after I'd been at the school, and it was towards the end of a particular term, and it had been a term when quite a lot of us had been ill. You know, we'd had days off school, we'd spent time in the infirmary, and so the headmaster decided that everyone who had been ill that term was going to be punished and was going to be sent on a 5-mile run, and everyone who hadn't been ill was going to be able to watch a movie in the hall. So it was kind of that kind of school. So off we set. You know, maybe there were 70 or 80 of us, you know, out of a school of 120 of us who went up on this run, you know, jogging through the countryside of Sussex, you know, in a long kind of crocodile. And my MO was to kind of fall to the back and shuffle along with the people shuffling along at the back. And meanwhile, Mr. Wiley, Hugh Wiley, the games master, was kind of vigorously running up and down the line to keep us going. And he kind of jogged to the back, and he took a look at me and said, "Cole, what are you doing back here? You need to get up to the front." And it was like, me? But I'm a shuffler at the back. And, you know, get up there at the front. You can do better than this. Get up at the front. And so it was like, someone had said the thing that I needed to hear. Someone had sowed the seed that I needed to be sown deep in me. And all of a sudden, there was this spring in my step, and I just ran to the front of that crocodile, and I never stopped from there on in. It completely changed the trajectory of how I saw myself, my place in that school, and then I guess really the rest of my life. Because this man, Hugh Wiley, had just thrown a mustard seed in my direction. He didn't know. He probably wouldn't even remember who I was. But he threw a mustard seed, and it changed everything for me. He didn't know that, but it changed everything. Each and every one of us is called to throw mustard seeds of the kingdom of heaven. I mean, it's not like we have any choice in this. In our lives, we are spreading and sowing mustard seeds of some kind. Either they're the mustard seeds of the kingdom of heaven, or they're the mustard seeds of discouragement, of division, of hatred, of snobbery, of prejudice. Or they're the mustard seeds of the kingdom of heaven, which is Jesus' shorthand for love, compassion, relationship, caring. There's no choice for us in this. All of us are sowing seeds. The question is, what kind of seeds are you sowing? Do you leave it to chance? Do you say, well, you know, there may be some kinds of seeds sown out there, maybe the kingdom of heaven, but maybe not? Or are you intentional about the seeds that you throw? Because let me tell you, there are a lot of people out there who are very intentional about the seeds they sow. Hatred, prejudice, division, day by day, selfishness. They are sowing those seeds deliberately and intentionally. There is a war going out there. And the question is, whose side are you on? No one is neutral. There's no Switzerland in this battle. You're either with us or you're against us. So do you leave it to chance? Or do you make a decision and intentionally look at the seeds that you are sowing? And that was a challenge that was given to us at this preaching seminar. Where are your seeds? Are you taking care of your life to make sure that the seeds that you sow are the seeds of the kingdom of heaven? Because if they're not, they're someone else's seeds. That was a challenge given to us. Because, as they said, the seeds that you sow are the seeds that you sow to your congregation. And then they take those seeds out and sow them on and on and on and so on and so forth. And we were challenged to have some intentional practices to help us make sure. I mean, we're never going to get it completely right, are we? We're never going to get it completely right. There are going to be times when we know we're going to see sowed of hatred and sowed of prejudice. We know that. And we know that a lot of our seeds will fall on stony ground. But sometimes our seeds fall on fallow ground, like they did with Mr. Wiley and me, and we can change people's lives. And so it really matters what we're doing and thinking and how our lives are orientated. And one of the professors said, there are three things I want to challenge you with to make sure that the seeds you sow are those of Christ. I want you to read the Holy Scriptures, not because it's your job and you're paid to do that, not because you have to do that every morning. I want you to read it for yourselves so that you're in touch with what God is saying to you. Because let me tell you, most of what you hear 24/7 is about what God doesn't want you to do from people who want you to live differently. And so you need to spend at least some time listening to what God is calling you to be through the Scriptures. I want you to pray. Again, not because as clergy you're paid to pray. I don't care about you saying the daily office as you're paid to do. I want you to spend time every day praying. And it doesn't have to be big, fancy Episcopal words, but just sit before God. In fact, make deliberate times in your day when you set aside some time in the day, like in the morning, mid-morning, lunchtime, mid-afternoon, in the evening, to sit before God. Place your life before God and say, how am I doing? Whose drumbeat am I marching to? Yours or someone else's? Yours or the devil? Whose drumbeat am I marching to? And the third thing he said to us is, I don't want to hear how busy you are. I'm not interested how busy you are. I don't care about your excuses that you're so busy. Because they're that. They're just excuses. No one is too busy to stand before God and ask themselves about how their life is orientated. In fact, your busyness is the way you distract yourself from asking the deep questions you need to ask about the arc and direction of your lives. Because it matters. Because there are men and women out there who are waiting to hear and receive the seeds of the kingdom of heaven. that you can spread in their lives. What we do and who you are and your decisions, your actions, the way you spend your money, the way you talk to your children and to your neighbor, the way you drive down these crazy streets of Boston. All of these things matter. God has invited us into this extraordinary life in which we're empowered to make Christ's love present or not. You matter, and you matter, and I matter. And I thank God that Mr. Wiley, moved by the Holy Spirit, sowed a seed in my life. And my prayer is that we can all go and do the same. Amen.